Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to A Nation in Prison. This is yours, truly, J. Johnson, broadcasting live from the Packard Heart Field set at 2026 on Maryland Avenue in Northeast Washington, D.C. And I want you to know that if you have a situation or circumstance or condition that is not becoming to you, then you know that you should be coming to me. I have a very interesting program for you this afternoon. I want you to bear with me, and I have a special guest I want to log in on. And if Becky, if you're listening, I want you to call in at 646-668-8573. I need you to speak with these people because they need to hear from you. I'm certain that you have a great story to tell them. So if you would, and if you're listening, dial 646-668-8573. All right, people, I just want to say this to you. I've been saddened by some news that I heard today. Thank you for listening. You are my most important listening audience. I really appreciate you. And I know you've heard the news. It wasn't good news. I guess it was a closure, if you would, that the little girl, Melissa, that was the halfway house victim, I mean from the homeless shelter victim, I'm sorry, excuse me, please, if you would, the little girl that was missing from the homeless shelter over at D.C. General for a while, and the person that was supposed to be in her care, they eventually found him shot to death from a self-inflicted wound, I understand. But in any event, they think they found the little girl on the bottom of the Anacostia River. On the news media I heard, I haven't heard anything since, so if you can update me, feel free to call in and do so, that they found a black trash bag tied up and tied down with bricks in the bottom of the Anacostia River two or three days ago. And they tied her name to it. So while the forensic experts hadn't come up with a total interest as we speak, that is the assumption, because they put her name to the death. So if you have a better situation in terms of understanding as to what's happening, call in, if you would, and let the listening audience hear from you. Again, 646-668-8573. We thank you. We appreciate your call and hope that you can have some closure for the family, for the young the girl. I think her name was Melissa. In the meanwhile, I want to pay a couple of bills. If you would, I want to give a shout-out to my Allstate people. You know the story. You've heard it before. They would insure you for any line of insurance that you would like to have. Auto insurance, life insurance, home insurance, property insurance, if you would. You can go at 6103 Riverdale Road in Hyattsville, Maryland. Riverdale, Maryland, I'm sorry. And that's Rhode Island Avenue turned it into to that street. And go up there and to Allstate and see Ms. Riley. She's at 301-779-1120. Give her a call if you would. Need any type of insurance, call Ms. Andre Riley. I really beseech you to do that. This insurance company is second to none. And go up there and see Ms. Riley if you would. Give her a call, and I'm certain that she can come up with some type of insurance that would fit your budget and your needs and your house, home, apartment, furniture, property, or automobile, or life. And so I'm asking you to give her a call again at 301-779-1120. Or you can call her at 301-779-1191. That's Ms. Andre Riley at Allstate Insurance. I know they're good because they insure me. And trust me, I'm ticket prone, so just give her a call. And then on the way there, if you need your car wash, if you would, stop at Smoke Stand at 1021 Blaisdell Road, Northeast Washington, D.C. Look, they have a special $2 discount for seniors. And more importantly, if you want them to come and pick up your car, $5 extra there, come and pick up your car. So give a smoker a call, Rich, if you would, 202-396-1275. Don't hesitate. Give them a call. They'll do a fine job. And they got special rates for different types and different size of cars. But any size vehicle that you can drive in there, you can get it washed, clean, and shine. For a reasonable price, and then if you want them to come and pick you up, just $5 more. And again, if you're a senior, for I guess 65 and over, or 62 and over, females, I guess, you get $2 extra off for your thing. So give Smoke a call. They're at 1021 Blaisdell Road, Northeast Washington, D.C., and they're open Monday through Saturday. Okay, the hours from Monday through Thursday is 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And give them a call, if you would, 202-396-1285. Thank you, and give Smoke a go, if you would. And for that's a little damp outside now, but for all those people who like to clean up and spruce up and have your yard looking pretty, go green if you would. Contact Darrell Lewis if you would, 240-370-1789 or 202-396-1179. I'm telling you, you can't beat these people. They do spring cleanup, they do mulching, they do starting and seeding, planting and pruning, perennial cutbacks, light lawn mowing, tree and shrub fertilizing, disease and inspection treatment. So look, give Little Dial a call. They even train people to work with them. Again, that's 240-370-1789, or you can call them right here at the Family Community Center at 202-396-1179. Give them a call if you would. And I can't beseech my niece. Look, Bev, I love you, baby. It's Barbara, she's at 849 Upstate Street Northwest, called Cousins. You know, it used to be called Dukes. So it's the same people, and they got this. Look, I don't know what y'all used to, but y'all can't miss that cooking by live. I mean, live is second to none. I'm telling you, this boy should be in the White House cooking. I love his cooking. And they're at 849 Upper Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 202-210-1730. Call Barbara, if you would, but tell her, Babs, I need you to deliver me some of them good wings that you got, or whole wings, or you got fish sandwiches, you got dinners, you got hot dogs, half smoked. Look, man, y'all just want the bourbon. Look, she got it all. So give Barbara a call, if you would. I mean, look, they got mac and cheese, yams, greens, string beans, potatoes, rice and gravy, which is my favorite. I think I get rice and gravy. I'm just a Southern down homeboy. I love that rice and gravy stuff. So, Babs, if you listen, hook me up with this dinner, which you would, and with some rice and gravy. So, thank you for giving her that. They got ice cream, hand-dipped ice cream, and then they got kiddies stuff, you know, for ice creams and food. And then they got iced tea, lemonade, smoothie. And then they got fresh donuts. Well, fresh donuts, bottled water, cold soda, tater chips, had all kind of cake. So if you would, give Cousins a call up there. Ask for Barbara, tell her you want your stuff delivered. She's at 849 Upper Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 202-210-1730. Ask for Barbara. You can't miss with her. So just give her a call if you would. Thank you. And let's go now to, you know about Horace and Dickens. They at 6912 or 4th Street Northwest, and then they have 12th and 8th Street Northwest. And look, you can't beat that. Well, finger licking good fish. You hear what I'm saying? And then up on 4th Street Northwest, they say one bite and you hook. Well, I think that's the same regulation and rules for 12th and 8th Street Northwest. So just go to Horace and Dickens, anyone that you can, tell them Jake sent you, and look for an extra piece of fish some kind of way. Really? And I appreciate you. And look, all you people that help Orange. You know, Nate Mines up here, the Dynamic Wellness Center. At that 4th and 8th Street in Northeast, 4028 Street in Northeast, Washington, D.C. Look, people, whatever kind of herb and health services that you want to get out of a pill or herb, get up there and see Nate, 4028 Street in Northeast, Washington, D.C. Look, and they serve a superb dinner, isn't it? You can't get no pork chops or none of that type of stuff, then. But you can get, I'm telling you, you can get lamb and any type of health food that you need to have. Them people is off the chain. You hear me? And you don't have to have a big bike roll to go in there. A moderate bike roll, because it pays for good service. And certainly that Nate and his crew up there give you good service. So go on by there. It's in 4028 Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. Tell Nate, Jake sends you. And if you need to have a little space to give a little shout-out to somebody and your presentation, talk to Nate. They got space in there that they allow people to use for small outings. So give them a shout-out if you would. And then, look, people, I can't tell you enough about these people that I'm about to present to you now. And you talking about the month of June, where you have birthday parties, and graduation parties, and graduations, and look, proms, and marriages. I mean, you know, June is that type of month, and then you know they got Father's Day stuff. But if you want your place decorated, look, I'm going to give you a list of young folks that you should be just overjoyed to meet. I'm telling you some good stuff. These entrepreneurs are young and promising, and they are good. You know, there's Kendra Lewis, and she has the House of Audit, and her director of sales and services, Brittany Tyler. But look, you just can't believe the output that these youngsters do. I'm telling you some good stuff. You need to just try them if you would. Look, call if you would, 301-433-3445. Ask them, challenge them to come and set your place up for your child, your children, the marriage, or problems, that whatever situation that you want to deal with this month, you will not be dissatisfied with any type of service that they could bring. And then for all those people out there who like to be in, charge of his or her doing, like, you know, you're having problems or setting up a situation where you can pay for your own, you want to try to sell something yourself or save a penny. That you want to save on your phone bill or your TV bill or your cable bill, gas bill, electric bill. Like, look, here's a young fella. Look, you has a smile that's out of sight, but has a mind that's way beyond that. And I'm telling you, this little guy's name is Dion. And I'm just telling you with all the sincerity that I can get to you through this air. If you can see the expression on my face, where do you see the expression on his when you meet this young fella? And he knows exactly what he's doing and who to contact to satisfy your whim in terms of how you would like to satisfy different types of bills. You want to put them all together, pay them, or try to squeeze a dollar here and place a dollar there and don't know how to do it, and how you can manage to steal all of your payments, your bills, and still pay your rent. Give Dion a call, if you would. 202-390-9989. Tell him Jake told you to call. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with him. And then, look, there's a young lady there. Every time I see it, she's driving a bus. But you listen, y'all. You talking about doing magic with flowers? This woman have the gift of God in her fingertips. And you talking about putting a floor arrangement together. I would let her show you, as opposed to me trying to explain it to you, because, you know, beauty is something that you just don't describe. You just have to see it. Beauty speaks for itself. And it's no describing when you come down to beauty. But I beseech you to challenge this young lady. Her name is Enya Gift. And look, her creation is Enya's floral creation. You would guess like I did. I've seen her do it for apostles and bishops, and just for satisfaction of helping her church out. But I'm telling you, helping herself is second to none. Give her a call if you would. 202-658-1553. Floor Creations by Enya, or Enya's Floor Creations. I'm telling you, for all those people that love flowers, you'll probably kidnap Enya, because she's just that good with her flower creations. So just please give her a call if you would, and just see just how good these people can be. And all of this is made possible through the Family Fellowship Community, Family Community Fellowship Church. And we at 2026 on Maryland Avenue in Northeast Washington. We right there on the corner in the Patrick Hospital building. Look, a lot of stuff going on there. You know, lots. I think I know they have some camp for children later for this summer. But more importantly, come and visit our pastor if you would. Thought you never spoke to God? Try coming on Sundays at 11 o'clock, and I'm guaranteeing you that if you don't hear from God before you leave there, Sunday or Tuesday, 7 o'clock on Tuesday, that's tomorrow night, but 11 o'clock on Sunday, I'm guaranteeing you that God will visit you, and you will never regret the experience that he would present to you. Because, you know, he has a blessing for each one of us. He certainly blessed me. Look at me. Look at me. You know, of course, it's been a while now since I've been out of jail. And I love every moment of it, but I thank God for all the minutes that I'm here. You know, because it's him that blessed me and has me broadcasting to you this broadcast. So I'm asking you to give us a call and give us a try, if you will, on Sunday at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock service, you hear our pastor preach. And on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, you hear him teach. So if you want to hear your word from God and receive what God is doing for you, I'm telling you to visit us on any Sunday at 11 o'clock here at 2026 Merlin Avenue. Or, if you would, on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the same place. Preaching or teaching or both. I was expecting to hear from a special friend, Becky, and I'm asking you if you could give us a call at 646-668-8573. We are on Blog Talk Radio, or A Nation in Prison. And you have, huh? 646-668-8573. We're on Blog Talk Radio on the internet, called A Nation in Prison. And okay, tune in and give us a call. 646-668-8573. Now, let me just say this to to my listening audience. On the 30th of this month, Ward 5 ANC Commissioner Ms. Kathy Henderson and I are hosting a group of people who could be very instrumental in providing us with a badly needed service for our incarcerated brothers and sisters, young and old, housed in places throughout these United States of America. You know, when you're at the D.C. jail, you visit this video visiting for visits over there. But once you leave and go to any situation throughout the United States of America, it's no telling where you wind up at. And for all practical purposes, you know, most of our people that's locked up come from families and communities that's plagued with poverty. You hear what I'm saying? Plagued with poverty. They don't have any means of travel. And so what happens then? You lose connection with the people. If you think about it, you've had people that's locked up and I've been there. And every day at about 10 minutes after 4, they have what they call a mail call. And you should see the solemn hope that's embedded in these people. And the look on their faces as they just want to have just a word from home. And what are the most disheartening things to do is to tell somebody that you're going to write them or visit them, and it don't happen. A lot of times, we prepare these people to come home, And what are the reasons why they... Let me play it like this. Act so out of it because they're not up to what's going on. You see, when a man or a woman or a child leaves home, while you expect change, they don't realize that change is taking place. So they come back to the same thing that they left from. They come back and put on the same clothes that they would have put on the day before they got locked up or the day after they got locked up, had they been home. They meet the same people and they talk under the same circumstances and conditions that they would have talked if they had still been home. They're not used to all the street changes and sign changes and the dress code changes that is because in the penitentiary you don't never change. You wear the same stuff day in and day out. You hear the same stuff day in and day out. Same people. New people coming in the neighborhood. Some of the new people getting locked up. A lot of times they're just getting transferred from another institution. So what happens is that we get discouraged a lot of times because we come out into a whole new situation and circumstance and conditions that you expect us to be up with. So we already confused and disturbed and out of because we haven't had the family communications that's necessary to keep us connected while and doing our incarceration. And so that too within itself is enough to keep a dude or woman, if you would, because the jails now are getting overrun over with women also. Yes, a whole lot of females getting locked up. Just you think about it. What would you want to do with your family and friends and loved ones if you were locked up? Yes, staying connected is the most important thing that can happen to anyone that's incarcerated. Staying connected with his or her family, loved ones, and friends. That's all we have. We don't have the visitation rights of personal touching and all that type of stuff daily as you do out in the streets. They take that from us, you know. And more importantly, what they're taking from you without this sentencing thing. It's indescribable. How can you ride to Texas to see somebody when you can't even go to New York for a vacation? You think about it. If you had someone locked up, and sometimes we have multiple people in our families locked up, and housed in different prisons. How can we go see them all? You know, that costs money. You look at your long-distance phone call bill every month when you take phone calls from. You have to, you know, you have to stay connected some kind of way. And some of us don't know what we're sacrificing, and a lot of us know just how much we have to sacrifice for somebody locked up. You got to send them money for to get them candy and food stuff, you know what I'm saying? Cigarettes for those people who dare to continue to use cigarettes and just they got to have little loony doons and that type of stuff, you know, from the commissary, you go to canteen and buy stuff, you know, because a lot of stuff you can't eat out the dining room, you know, or don't eat or won't eat or however it is. You know, it's hard to trust people a lot of times. You know, I would dare, never dare eat no oatmeal out in the penitentiary. They ain't going to get me like that. But, you know, I don't eat no meat, you know, so it wasn't difficult for me to go to, I mean, I'd go to commissary and get me some oodles and noodles and cups of soup and anything that I could buy, you know, that a lot of times I didn't have to go into the dining room to eat. But thank God that I had some people who could send me $40 to $50 a month that could keep me going to the store and buy me enough stuff to last me from month to month. But then I'm just an added inconvenience to some people because I'm wearing them every month with phone calls. The phone call costs you, what, $15 every time you call. It might be more than that now. It looks like they got a thing with the Bureau of Prisons, you know what I'm saying? Because guy, you call, I don't care how long you talk. It ain't going to be but no more than 15 minutes, but if you talk for 3 minutes, it's $15. So you might as well talk it out. And so what we're trying to do now is to have this video prison situation in these institutions just like they would have in the jail. Now, for all those persons who have multiple people that's incarcerated, you should come to a meeting here at 2026 Maryland Avenue in the Patrick Hospital building on the 30th of this month. Well, we're going to meet with the people that can make this type of visit happen. If you have somebody that's in North Carolina and New Jersey and Texas in the institutions, it's pretty much impossible for you to visit all three of them, especially at one time. And you have to be exceedingly financially capable if you want to visit all three of them within a year. Well, with this video Skype visitor that we are proposing to do, is that this can be possible. We're trying to get some places, even to extend to the place that they have over the jail. The video visiting over there, we're trying to extend it. All those buildings that they have available over D.C. General, that we're trying to get a building that we're going to have 50 groups in. And so, you know, like Mondays and Thursday, you might visit people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, and Virginia, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Thursdays and Wednesday, you might visit people in New York and New Jersey, you know, Minnesota, all those people in that region. Then in that other region, that central region, Texas and all the Oklahoma and all places like that, on the other day. We're going to have 2 days, you know, and then on Sundays, we have that visit for all those visitors that have multiple visits. If you have people in multiple places, then we'll set that up for Sunday for you, you know. But the other 6 days, you'll get 2 days a week. You understand what I'm saying? For 2 hours each day, and you can visit. You don't have to worry about being on nobody's visiting list. Why? Because first of all, you're not going to visit on the inside of the institution. So you have to worry about who's on the visiting list or how can I get on his visiting list or he got too many people already on his visiting list. Got to take somebody off and that's just not with Skype business, not with this video business. Doesn't make a difference who you are. You're not a threat to the institution because you're not going into the institution. You know, you don't have to worry about being bodily searched because you're not going into the institution. The institution has to worry about having extra women or whoever want to do it now because they not come to the institution. So those lot of people that had to work on visitor nights or visitor days don't have to work as much. You don't have to have as many people there because you can get this visit by a Skype video visit, you know. And so we're going to have a meeting here at 2026 on Maryland Avenue. On the 30th of this month. And I think we start at 6 o'clock. It's from 6 to 7:30 maybe. And we're going to have the people from T-Social here, hopefully Bureau of Prison and City Council, and obviously we're going to need somebody here from the Illinois Northern Homes Office to fulfill the cycle of people that would have to be involved. We also need somebody from CCA because they have private prison. And then we need to deal with the youth who are housed out of town in these youth homes and that families need to visit. So if you would, come by on the 30th, June 30th of this month. gifts and sit in, and we need your support to have this type of business. And you know, and you won't be. There's no way in the world you can be dissatisfied with that. I mean, twice a week. Some of y'all don't go to jail twice a week, right here in the district. I don't know if it's allowable, but we certainly would have you visiting twice a week with the video visit, and for all practical purposes. We can also arrange for those people who have multiple family members or loved ones or friends that's housed in a different prison, or you know, we're going to see that that's going to happen. I just want you to think about it. Talk to your friends. Anybody that you know that has someone in cost. Make sure that they attend the meeting here, 2026 Merlin Avenue, and they pass the hospital. And you can call your loved one, friends, anybody, and tell them to write letters of support to D.C. City Council or Eleanor Norton Holmes, or to Ms. Kathy Henderson, ANC Commissioner for Ward 5. And she's my co-host and supporter, and we certainly need this type of action. So if you can't call in and give support, I trust that you can do that. Okay? This is a broadcast on the Generation by Faith radio broadcast under the species of the dear Pastor Lewis here at the Family Community Fellowship Center. So come in and join us any Sunday at 11 o'clock and any Tuesday night at 7. If you need to get your car washed and boost it up on the way, get Smoke a call. He's open all year round. He's at 1021 Blazeberry Road. They give a $2 discount to seniors, and they give a $5 service charge if you want them to come and pick your vehicle up and bring it in. You don't have to, Enterprise, they say they bring the car to your door with Smoke and do it too. They come and get your car and bring it back to you. Clean, shined up, and prepped up, clean as it was. Give them a call if you would. 202-396-1275. That's Smokes over at Smokes Auto Hancock Walker at 1021 Blazeberry Road. They have a price list that will fit your budget and your automobile. Trust me. They don't have no machines to touch your car and clean your car. Yeah, the vacuum cleaner is clean the inside, but nothing, no machine at all, just outside of your field. Give them a call if you would. At Smokes Auto Detailing and Car Wash. 202 202-396-1275. Billy Actor again, 1021 Brainberry Road, Northeast Washington, D.C. Also, if you are in the neighborhood, you help Ron. Try Dynamic Wellness. They're at 402 8th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. I don't care what type of health diet that you're on, herbs and that type of stuff. Nate can help you. He's a survivor, and he has herbs galore. And he has something in there for whatever ails you or the matter with you or whatever diet that you type of diet that you should be on. He can help you in some kind of way. And then they have food in there. Look, I'm telling you, they have a steam table in there that's second to none. You can't get no pork chops out of there, but you certainly can get weighted on it. A good, efficient, healthful diet. So go up to Nate if you would. And then, you know, best wishes go out to my man, at the Chateau. Look, this guy. Look. You know Mr. Coleman? The only Chateau? Well, we need you to send your prayers up for him, but this man does wonders. You know, any Thursday that you can go by the Chateau nightclub on Bennett Road, you see all these medical vehicles, transport vehicles, lined up outside. These people go into the Chateau, express him or herself that physically or mentally challenged. They don't give no alcohol, but they have a wonderful time. And to see that they enjoy themselves, go by there any Thursday. If you don't choose to go in, go by there any Thursday and see those lined up of medical transport vehicles lined up outside that's bringing volume of mentally and physically challenged people over there. It's the only club in the district. All these people talking about what they do, giving something back and helping this person, helping that person. Who helps these people but Mr. Nutcombe? That's at the Chateau Nightclub. You know, and, one of my co-hosts, Earl Poop, has brought this to my attention. And, I mean, I've been really proud to know that he does it because, that, you know, I'm there every Wednesday myself. You see, come to the Chateau and to just let them just express his or herself and dancing and listening to music and just enjoying the coming of other folks. That's incredible. So, Mr. Coon, I tip my hat to you. I understand that you're a little under the weather, but God takes care of people like you, blesses you, and I'm certainly asking him to extend a real good blessing on you for allowing these people to come to your place each Thursday and express his or herself who are mentally or physically challenged. Yeah, we like to eat. There's Hearts and Dickies, 6912 4th Street Northwest. I'll get back to the conversation. Go up there, they say that one bites two hook, and they got a menu up there that's, I mean, I love that bread pudding. Trust me, I love that moment. You did yourself. And Bianca up there at the Hearts and Dickens, I want for 4th Street North. Next door to the conversation. you go by that thing. Of course, you know that it's Austin Dickens original at 12th and 18th Street. And you know that crew over there, they do what they do. And so, you know, the derivative to that is their niece, Donald's niece. He's at 849 up the street Northwest, a place called Cousins. You know, it was known as Duke Seafood City. That's what it used to be called Cousins. And look, they got a guy there by the name of Larry. People, you hear me? This guy can cook. This guy can cook. I mean, all this stuff, he got no canned stuff. He do his stuff cooking like they do down in South Carolina. That's what I think. And you talked about some good old home cooking. Go by a cousin. 849 up the street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2011. Or give Bob a call if you will. 202-210-1730. Ask Barbara to deliver something to you. Matter of fact, I'm going to call her, you know what I'm saying? Because you just don't know how good cooking can be. And I'm telling you that they have it, they're delivered. And it's no greater taste than you have for home cooked food. And it's at Bab. And she's at 849 up the street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 202-210-1730. Call Barbara and tell her, look, I want some of them dinners you got. She got fish sandwiches, dinners, she got whiting, trout, chicken, tilapia, croaker, mac and cheese, jam, greens, string beans, potato salad, rice and gravy. Look, and then they got everything. You got cheese, you got bread, you got burgers, half smoked, hot dogs. They got beef dogs, regular hot dogs, chicken dogs, turkey dogs, real dogs. I mean, look, that's go by Cousins and get your side order on if you would. And dinner, they got hand-dipped ice cream. They got titty scoops. Look, they got tea and lemonade smoothies and anything on. And look, they got fresh donuts. Look, I'm about to call Bob and tell her, look, hook me up a dinner. Tell Larry to hook me up. Look, I'm telling you, this guy can cook. You hear me? Second to none. I'm telling you, I've been ate up there, and I'm telling you this. You will not be dissatisfied with the home cooking that they can provide you from Cousins up there. 849 up the street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 202-210-1730. Ask for Barbara. Tell her Barbara, look, they deliver, you know. But I'm telling you, they used to be known as Duke Seafood City. It's the same people. It's the same good cook, that guy. Like, I'm telling you some good stuff. And that's Barbara will personally deliver to you. That's my niece. I love her. And I know that she will honor her word. So give her a call. You can get wing ass up there, too. Yeah, you know, you can get up to 20 pieces if you want order. Or you can get whole wings. You can get up to 10 of them for $12.50. So give Bob a call if you will, 202-210-1730. I'm about to call her back in a minute because I need to talk to her about something, but y'all give my niece a call if you would. That's 849 up the street in Norwood, Washington, D.C., and a place called Cousin. And also, if you would, let's go to Hearts and Dickens. There's, again, it's 6912 4th Street in Norwood, Washington, D.C., and chicken, look, carry out, but I'm telling you, Mona says one bite and you hook. I'm telling you, her and Bianca up there doing a wonderful job. And, of course, you know, there's regular Hearts and Dickens down at 12th and 8th Street Northeast, and you know what they do there because but these two places are derivative from you. So give them a call. And let me just say this for all practical purposes, you know. Everything that I announce on this radio is places that I've been to personally. And if I hadn't been to them, I know my other co-host, Earl Pope, has been there. And in the near future, I'm expecting to have another co-host who, I know she is well respected by everybody in Washington, D.C. And for all practical purposes, most people know her as Becky. You know, we were working out something with her supervisors and trying to get her to come in on as my co-host. And so, I for all practical purposes, all you females who had run-ins with the law and who had run-ins with men and had run-ins with drugs and substance abuse and alcohol abuse, I mean, she has been through it all. And I know that she has a story to tell you, you know. She hadn't been locked up quite as long as I, because she's obviously not older than I am. But she's been through just as much as I have, you know what I'm saying? More in some cases, because I don't drink or never use drugs, if you would, because I sold them, so I'm a drug abuser, you know. But she can relate to all of those things and all of those type of people. You know, she had recently lost her husband, you know, while she was incarcerated. And undergone a whole new era of domestic violence prior to that, and crisis intervention is something that she is very in depth in doing. So bear with us, if you would, and hopefully that she can come on board and bring a new era of mentoring to our broadcasting on the air. So I thank you, Becky, for wanting to come aboard. Hopefully that the people where you are will deal with it and allow this to happen. You know, I have to again remind you people of this, because I can't remind you enough of June the 30th. For all those people who know or have someone incarcerated, you need to join forces with her. We need your support on the third. That's what you're trying
to do? No.
Okay. You know what I was asking. That's Mr. Dale Cole. He's our drug abuse consultant. You know, if you have a word, he'd certainly like to hear from you.
The only thing I have to say, Jake, is that please, that the Zorro and the K2 is nothing but incense and it destroys the brain upon contact. Please stop killing yourself by smoking that stuff. It has no positive effect on your body whatsoever. If anything, it does more damage to you than any good. Because not only does it attack your brain, this also attacks your heart. So please, take that into consideration before you fire up the next joint. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. We really appreciate that. I have a caller on the line. I'm trying to get you connected so that you can into whatever you have to say, comment, or whatever you have. I really appreciate you calling. We're trying to get you connected now. So if we miss you, then I'll certainly have you outlined and fully ready to go on live on Monday. I know I'm new to this, And so I'm trying to get it connected here. And if you can hear me, you can see that I'm struggling trying to get this thing connected. You know, obviously not my cup of tea. And so that's why I need co-hosts who know what to do. But talk, but listener, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Well, I just want to apologize to my caller, and trust me, you give me a call on my personal cell if you want to, 202-779-8113, and I again, I'm offering you my apologies, and then I will certainly see that you can express your concerns on my next show. Because I'll make certain that I'll learn how to connect this thing up by then. Because your call is important to us. And we certainly appreciate your call. You know what I'm saying? And so, hello?
Hello, Mr. Johnson. This is LeBron Delby.
How you doing?
Okay,
yeah,
I was confused about how to contact you. You gave me a number, and when I
called, all
I was
saying
I could hear you
with
the broadcast.
Okay, so did you connect with the broadcast? Yeah. Okay, well then it's obviously on my end because I don't know how to operate this thing and switch over to you. And so what I'm going to do, if there's no way for you to visit the program on next Monday, then you contact me early, and I'm going to see that the broadcast is hooked up and connect so that you can make your comment or make your presentation that you chose to. I did give a presentation in reference to you, that you would come aboard as the co-host and that you had some expertise and some experience that would behoove anybody that would listen, and especially from the female sector, and that you had recently been discharged from the women's prison, and that you had a lot to bring to the table. So if you want to make a few comments before we hang up, I certainly would, because we're off the air in about 2 minutes.
Are you on the air now?
Yes.
My name is LeBron Delby. I go by the moniker Becky. I'm a resident of the District of Columbia, recently released from the Federal Bureau of Prisons, and I look forward to co-hosting this radio program, and I'll speak with you, the nation. I'm becoming, being the 22nd of June.
All right. Hi, Becky. Thank you, LeBron. And we'll certainly look forward to your visit here on Monday. And I'm certain that you have something to offer and deliver to the people. And so with that, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thank you, and we'll see you Monday. And to my listening audience, you are in for a treat. Trust me, you are in for a treat that you could never regret to have. For all those females who've had substance abuse or domestic violence or just trouble with in and out of jail, period, LeBron can assist you in a mentoring fashion that you would never forget. And so, I'm signing out here now, but I want you to sign in on Monday. And for all practical purposes, all those people, again, who have been incarcerated or who have somebody incarcerated, you need to come here on the 30th. Of this month, and then join us as we address our leaders in trying to secure a video Skype visiting program for all our people across the nation from the District of Columbia. You know, we're the only people that don't have our own prison system, and not only do we don't have a prison system, we don't have the means of visiting our loved ones to stay connected to our people that's in jail. So, again, I'll be at you again on Monday. Thank God for you. I bless you. Thank our pastor from the Family Community Fellowship Church. We at 2026 on Maryland Avenue. And until Monday, God bless you. Be good, be safe, and more importantly, be yourself. Thank you, and God bless you.